Zoomer Radio and wall-to-wall original greatest hits from women artists only. Today, Martha and the Vandellas and Aretha providing a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T as we mark International Women's Day on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Imagine a gender-equal world, a world free of bias, stereotypes, discrimination. This is a global day to recognize and celebrate the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women and girls. Our guest is a powerful and positive example to her two daughters as leader of the provincial New Democrats and leader of the official opposition. Great to welcome Marit Stiles to the show. Good morning, Marit.
Good morning. Happy International Women's Day.
And to you.
Yes, happy International Women's Day to you as well. How are you enjoying your early days as the opposition NDP leader at Queen's Park?
It's been very exciting. It's tough. It's a tough job, but I've been loving it. Yeah, loving it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Who are the strong women who influenced you? I mean, you have risen, and it's exciting to see it. And what drives you? Who were the women in your life that told you to go for it?
Well, I mean, obviously, my mother, who is not at all a politician, I will say. but she's really strong. She never, she always stood up to bullies, and she taught me how to do that and how to, you know, advocate for people other than just myself. And that really mattered to me. And then I worked with lots of amazing women. Peggy Nash, who was a former MP, Olivia Chow. There's so many of them. And provincially, people like Senator Frances Lincoln. These are women in politics who've really inspired me. But there's a lot of women in my life. And my own daughters, honestly, they really inspired me. They gave me the reason that I needed to go for it.
They are young women. What are their plans in terms of career?
Oh, gosh. they're figuring it out. But
yeah.
One of my daughters is really artistic, really interested in design and art and making things. And she's working a lot in design right now. And my other daughter is kind of figuring it out. She's probably going to do something which involves helping people, like social work or something. Yeah, but she's, you know, I feel like a lot of these young women of their generation, they're 19 and 22, they took a real hit during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So I think they're all doing a lot of, you know, reflection and they're having a hard time, but they're really, my daughters, I'm really proud of them. Yeah.
So I want to stick with your daughters for a second, because it's I have discovered in being a parent that it's oftentimes what we do and not what we say that influences our kids, right? It's we can say anything we want, but it's our actions that speak way louder than words. So what are the things that you think you've done over the years that your girls have seen that will eventually encourage them to forge their own career paths and be strong women?
Well, you know, I mean, I think one thing is that I've probably never really stopped advocating for what I believe in. And I, and that means, you know, and also I think the other thing is probably just showing them that it's never too late to step up, right? Like, I was not somebody who in their earlier years saw myself as the person who was going to step up and be the politician or run for something. I helped a lot of other people do those things. But I think it's really important. You know, you find your moment in life, you find what suits you, and always try to do things that actually help other people. That's really important.
Mara, the theme of International Women's Day this year is embrace equity.
Mm.
What does that mean to you?
Well, gosh, you know, we have achieved, first of all, I always say on International Women's Day, we should celebrate, right? There's no question. My grandmothers would never believe what I'm doing right now. And I'm sure that's the case with so many of our grandmothers, right? It was just not an option, so many of these things. But we have a long way to go. And women, particularly racialized women, you know, earn a lot less on the dollar than men, right? Especially than white men. And so we have a lot of work to do to get to pay equity, let alone, you know, true equality or equity. And I think, but just even looking at pay equity, we have a long road ahead still. And when you look at the women that are really struggling right now, the people, the workers that are really struggling, they're often in like women-based industries, women, like, for example, healthcare workers, right? We know they're struggling a lot, and the government is suppressing their wages. And, you know, we could get into the politics of that, but the truth is women are often doing these jobs, these really tough and really important jobs, and they're very underpaid for what they do, childcare workers, healthcare workers, education workers.
And before we let you go, will there be a woman prime minister in our lifetime? We had Kim Campbell for about 30 seconds back in 1993. That was a long time ago. Are we set up for the next prime minister or prime minister in the near future to be a woman?
Gosh, I sure hope so. I really do. You know, I was looking back the other day, and in 1990, when it was the NDP government, first one and only one in Ontario so far, there was a cover of Chatelaine that was celebrating the fact that we had 11 cabinet ministers that were women. That was, like, historically unprecedented. Nobody could believe it. You know, now that's pretty much the norm. You should have somewhere close to half your cabinet be women. But we still haven't cracked through that glass ceiling when it comes to the prime minister. And so I'm really hopeful. I think we will. But we should never take any of it for granted. It's really important to support women in those leadership positions. And it's super important that we encourage young women to get out there, to get involved, and to run. And I always say, always ask. You know, you should assume that nobody's ever been asked before. Be the first person to ask them. Will you step up? Will you run for something?
That's awesome. Our guest, Marit Stiles, leader of the Provincial New Democrats and leader of the official opposition. Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. Happy International Women's Day.